Christmas yet. I really would love to put my decorations up in October, September, and leave them up for another month if I could, but I get outvoted in my household. But you know, when I lived in Cambodia, our new year started in April. We follow a different calendar, and it's a lunar calendar, and our new year is around about Easter, not quite aligned with it, but it's around about Easter. So it's Christmas isn't at the year end. But I think those of us who follow a Western calendar, we're used to Christmas seeming to be the conclusion of something. No, the summing up or the ending of something. But Christmas really isn't the end of something. It signifies a beginning. This incredible new beginning of Christ breaking into the world in a new way. Of God with us, Emmanuel. And we've just shared the good news as those shepherds did. You know, those shepherds hearing the good news from the angels and then going out to seek this Christ child that they were told about, they weren't the last ones to seek out Jesus. You know, Epiphany Sunday is the day where the church around the world remembers how Jesus Christ was just revealed to the world through this baby. And we remember it through the Magi coming from afar to seek him, coming with their gifts. And we still seek him out today, don't we? We're all here because we are still seeking Jesus, where he is in our lives. For the last few years, we've offered up an opportunity to choose a star word. You'll see these tables with these little cards. So I think this will be the third, maybe fourth year where we have offered up this opportunity to come and to choose a word as a way to seek an extended conversation with God, one that you can have over this word for the course of a year. And just as the Magi followed a star, which was an unexpected but ordinary sign, it became a really holy guide to them, taking them right, you know, you couldn't get much closer to Jesus than where it led them, to the foot of the manger to worship at him. So in the same way, we trust that God still uses many different ways, don't we, for us to come closer to him. We trust that God speaks to us still through scripture. We trust that God speaks to us through the community, the faith communities, and the things we do together in community. And we trust that he speaks to us through the stories that we hear in community, and through prayer, and through simple practices like this one that we're going to invite you to be part of today. Now that word that I've just kind of used so many times in the last couple of sentences, community, that was one of the words that I picked up a couple of years ago. And it was a word that God took me through quite a journey from thinking about the community outside the doors of what he was wanting to reveal to me about that community, and of how he was wanting to reveal himself in that community, also where he was working in that community. It was one of the reasons that we really leaned into the I've been meaning to ask conversations last year. as we thought of how important it is for us to hear the stories of our community. Those are our stories. It's really important for us to know what stories we hold, what we've experienced. It's this continual sharing of good news from one another. You know, part of what I shared in our Christmas Day message, if you were here, was that we live in a world that fear spreads really quickly and easily in. So we need to be very intentional about what stories we tell, about what voices we listen to. We need to make sure that we are telling our stories, the authentic stories we have of where God has come close. You know, good news needs many witnesses. We need people who will tell us, I know that things are really hard for you at the moment, yet I've seen hope. Let me tell you what that can look like. We need voices that can tell us, I know what it's like to have messed up, to have missed the mark, to have made that wrong choice and say, yet I've experienced grace. Let me pray for you. We need to have people in our lives. We need to be in a community that says, look, I know what loneliness is like. I know what it feels like to just not have a place that you feel is yours to fit in. Yet, I know that love is real, and I know his name. Because that's how good news travels. You know, these balloons, although it's just a fun little thing, the good news, those balloons started from up front, and they got battered to the very end. Yeah. Yeah, well, there we go, into all of the community. Good news to them. But it didn't just go from that into our community from those black bags. It didn't just get up and go there. It was under human power. That's how good news goes. It's by real hands batting real balloons. It's by real people sharing their real stories about this real Jesus who has broken into our world at Christmas. Last year, the word I received was endurance. And I picked it up and I looked at it, and it was probably a measure of self-control that I didn't just put it back. Because the year before, the word I had meditated on was courage. And that was one that was a difficult word for me. God and I had a few conversations that were, yeah, challenging. And I had to have courage to do that. I really wanted a word like joy. Celebrate, you know, party on. I've been through all of these cards. Don't go hunting for party on, Jeremy. It's not in there. It's not in my back pocket either. It's just not a word on our list. You know, endurance, though, wasn't one of those words that just conjures up these images of triumph and victory. Suffering. I'm married to Adam, so maybe he needed that word more than I did. That was me being nice and admitting my own failure. He needed the word endurance because it was suffering with me. But my year and my conversations with God, yet they weren't ones that needed pictures of triumph or Maybe they did. I needed the pictures of triumph. They didn't have a lot of triumph in them. What I did need were these pictures of a quiet determination of staying the path, believing in God's faithfulness when I was too spent to do so. Endurance, God showed me, was choosing to keep walking forward when the road narrowed. When those answers that I desperately sought for were unclear. And when the weight of responsibility became too heavy, it felt like there was a 20 kg pack on my shoulders. But the need for endurance isn't in moments of success, is it? I mean, when you've just won a lotto ticket, you don't think, oh, I need to endure this. Haven't won one, but I guess. You need endurance in the hard places, when the prayers feel unanswered, when you're wondering if they've even been heard, when your energy runs low, and the results that you're seeing seem more than a, you know, it's just a whisper on the wind than a reality. And that was my reality for a lot of last year. But God had given me an anchor and a word that I hadn't really wanted to pick up. Endurance. And Scripture reminds us that endurance isn't just something we manufacture on our own. It's not just a grit and me determining. It's formed in us. His Spirit coming in and helping us as we remain rooted in God's presence. And endurance grows when we trust that God is at work, even when we cannot see it. It's shaping us through perseverance into people of deeper character and such hope. Endurance does not mean ignoring pain or pushing through at any cost. And there are times I brought my card out and held it to God and kind of waved it to him as though it was a white flag of surrender. And it was as a means of bringing my weariness to God, honestly. And it was the means of allowing him to meet me in my weakness, not putting on a face that everything is great, but being vulnerable before the one who made me, who knows my vulnerabilities anyway. It was his way of being able to take it and gently call me forward and encourage me to choose again and again and again, to put one step in front of the other, keep going. You know, I think one of the reasons why I dreaded the word was that I associate it with my tramping experiences. Adam has such incredible patience with me on the tracks. But over winter, you know, I'm 55. And the fitness that I get up to by the end of the tramping season, I lose during winter really quickly. So getting track ready means getting my endurance up. I not only have to go the distance, but I have to be able to carry heavier and heavier packs as I get ready to go. And so I was thinking, this word endurance, does that mean I have to get better at holding even heavier loads, Because I don't think I can do that, Jesus.
You go glamping.
You try and get that boy glamping. But you know, as I went through the year, I realized that spiritual endurance wasn't the need to be stronger. It wasn't the need to be able to carry even heavier loads. But endurance was God's invitation to me to stay close, to remain faithful, and to trust that God would carry me through. Adam shared a devotion that he saw online yesterday. And it was of when Jesus showed up at the beach with the disciples in the boat, trying desperately to get fish, but none were coming into that net. And Jesus didn't tell them to start becoming carpenters, to change their trade. He didn't tell them to go to a different river, get a different boat. He said, cast your nets again, deeper. Endurance for me was this invitation to go deeper, deeper into Christ. So today, we're going to get to come up and choose a star word if you would like to. But it's not only about choosing, it's receiving. So as you take a word, I encourage you to do so without looking at them all. Because in doing so, you're practicing trust, letting go of control, opening to yourself to the possibility that God is at work, already in work, and speaking in ways you might not yet recognize. And understanding this word, your first look at it, recognizing that that might not be the only conversation that God wants to have with you around it, that the meaning might well change throughout the year. Understanding this word isn't to be rushed, and it's not even to be fully understood, maybe by the end of the year. It's an invitation to notice God more fully. In the days ahead, to reflect, to listen, to look back over time and see where God has been present, and maybe looking back and seeing where you missed his presence because you were rushing too fast ahead. As you get these words, ask him to show you about yourself, and ask him to show you and reveal himself afresh. What's the time? I know there are stories that I have heard during the year that they have had wonderful encounters with God or wonderful revelations of God with their star words. And I'd really love to invite that over the next coming week. So have a think. And when we open that, I know I'm going to put Henry on the spot. Henry, what was your word? Henry's word last year, it was his first time he'd had a word, and his word was relationship. And as he is now my future son-in-law, that really came to pass, didn't it? Because you've had this amazing opportunity to develop a deeper relationship with me this year. So it's had lots of different meanings, hasn't it? But over the next few weeks, I would invite you to reflect on the word that you have had as well as the word that you are about to get, so that you can come and bring your story. Because there might be people who need to know, yeah, it's difficult, but I've seen hope. Yeah, things get really tiring. And yet I have experienced the refreshness of the Spirit. Yes, I've found it difficult with this person, and yet the Holy Spirit has come and been oil on troubled water. There are people who need to hear those stories. I need to hear those stories. So Adam, I'm going to invite you to come up and lead us in a song. As he and the band are starting to play and that was me, I turned it off prematurely, Mike, sorry. I would invite you to come up and to choose a star word for the year, to seek after God in a new way.